Officials at the seminar said governments in developing countries used to think counterfeit goods were a problem for rich countries. But now they say they realize with dangerous drugs being sold in street markets, the problems actually affect poor people even more. The problem can kill them. Africans are also realizing counterfeiting can sap economic development. Struggling musicians who depend on local markets are popular, but can barely scrape by a living when most of their music is sold outside legal channels. These were some of the examples highlighted at a conference this week in Dakar. Christoph Zimmermann, who is in charge of the fight against counterfeiting and piracy at the Brussels-based World Customs Organization, says African governments need to understand the severity of the problem.
If we come to Africa, and Africa is one of our main important priorities, it's just to, I will say, political awareness, first of all. Second of all, to try to analyze and to understand what is happening there. When you go to the market, to the open market, a lot of things are fake. We know that. Africa needs to have a regulation, a specific legislation about that, and it's not the case.
The head of customs in Senegal, Armand Naga, says training of anti-counterfeit experts is also crucial.
La première, c'est la piste de la formation. Il faut distinguer.
He says experts need to differentiate between a real product and a fake one. He says they look very much alike and that often the fake one looks nicer than the real one. And he says stamping out the trade in counterfeit goods is probably easier at borders than anywhere else in Africa. But Zimmermann says counterfeit businessmen are often way ahead of the law, whether at borders or inside countries, and that their regard for public safety is alarmingly non-existent.
I saw a very strange thing. I saw brakes made in grass. And I promise you, you were not able to see that it was fake, but it was just grass. You imagine when you put brakes made in grass in your car.
During the seminar, officials from Senegal's government announced that they would soon submit a law to establish an anti-counterfeiting brigade and increase regional cooperation. Outspoken Senegalese rap artist Didier Awadi says he has heard it all before.
J'ai l'impression que nos autorités ne font pas assez d'efforts pour stopper ça. Il suffirait justement que...
He says authorities are making no real effort. He says laws are too lenient if anyone is caught, and that the way they are written, only the petty criminals are caught, while the real bosses of the counterfeit underworld, he says, pay off bribes to continue in their ways.
Je suis en feu, je vois un CD pirate de Awadi, c'est soit tu descends, tu frappes le gars, et si tu fais ta justice...
What am I to do, he asks, if I see a young man selling a pirated tape of my music at a red light in traffic? Should I stop my car and beat him up? He says if he takes the law into his own hands, he will be the one facing government persecution. If he tries to use the existing laws, he says, he will get only frustration. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com